once a large community that for many centuries ruled the scenic northern Pakistani district of Chitral and adjoining border areas of Afghanistan, the Kailash tribe has shrunk to around 4,000 people. They are now confined to three small valleys high up in the Hindu Kush Mountains. But it has not impacted the celebration mood and excitement at this year's annual Kailash Spring Festival, where men and women wearing traditional colorful dresses danced and performed as usual to entertain tourists. Kailasha women mingle easily with male members of the society and are free to move on to new loves should the new lovers under local customs be willing to pay the price. Such an act is condemned as against family honor in other parts of Pakistan, where many adhere to a strict religious and cultural code. Tourism is now the only source of income for the cash-strapped Kailash families, because devastating rain-triggered floods and earthquakes in recent years have severely damaged centuries-old traditional livelihoods of livestock and agriculture farming.
हमारे यहाँ बहुत से मसाइल हैं. एक तो ये हमारे यहाँ जो है ना रोड का सबसे बड़ा मसला है जो हमारे लिए.
A major problem we face is that there is no proper road and the government has not built it despite our repeated requests. This has discouraged tourists. Unemployment is another major issue, and that is why some people convert to the Muslim faith each year.
Critics note the Kailash settlements are being encircled by the growing Muslim population. Over the years, the pagan community has lost control of large parts of their lands to Muslims through sales or mortgages in exchange of paltry loans. Pakistani officials, working to promote and create awareness about the endangered culture, acknowledge little is being done to protect it.
I think that this whole focus of a lot of religious groups hovering around them, this whole trend should have been stopped. This should have been a national level responsibility. And it's not just the government. I think that the whole society does not realize that these are our treasures.
Community leaders say the Kailash tribe believes in a single creative God, but not in the divine books and messengers. That belief, they say, has made them kafirs or infidels in the eyes of Muslim neighbors, triggering the alleged concerted conversion campaign. The Kailash break all ties to those who convert to Islam and do not accept them back in the society, nor do they resort to violent means to discourage conversions. Although abandoning Islam in favor of another religion elsewhere in Pakistan could trigger a fatal attack. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.